The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh, where we are and where we are going.
This is Jillian Andrews.
And I'm Paula Simon. We took a look at local universities that are on the forefront of green technology and education. We interviewed Natalie, who is a rising junior at Duquesne University, and Micah, a rising junior at Carnegie Mellon University.
Recycling is a simple way of helping the environment. Many people are not aware, but most products are reusable. Duquesne and Carnegie Mellon are both encouraging their students to participate by making recycling more accessible.
They've placed multiple recycle bins on every floor of every dorm room with little signs like, please recycle. They're encouraging recycling all the time, and they've been pushing that, especially in the last year. I've noticed a lot more recycle bins everywhere.
Carnegie Mellon is following suit by also making recycling options more available.
We have, for every trash can, there's a recycling bin. So that's something that's very uncommon in, you know, more of America. So there's a lot of recycling bins around here. They're painted blue, of course. In a lot of the freshman dorms, I know E-Tower is a residence hall, and they have rows and rows of recycling. So you could actually sort glass, plastic, cardboard, newspaper, all that.
In addition to the efforts the universities are making on recycling, they are also making strides in developing green facilities. Duquesne has been self-sufficient for the past few years by the means of their energy center.
The energy center is a great thing because that doesn't really affect the students at all, just how they get their energy, but at the same time, it's actually really good for the environment and saving a lot of energy.
Similarly, Carnegie Mellon has built the first LEED certified dorm room.
Stevert Hall is our newest academic residence hall on campus, and it's actually the first completely green LEED certified residence hall in the nation. So we do have the first, and that's a wonderful thing to have on our campus.
Additionally, Carnegie Mellon has been making efforts to convert their older buildings to greener operations.
The first one was actually Hammerschlag Hall, which is a much older building, and they had a small section to study and see how green roofs work, and that's been in place for some years. And I do know that just recently on top of our College of Fine Arts, they've constructed a greenhouse roof. This is different in the fact that green roofs are open. They're kind of like park areas. You can go onto the roof and exercise, lay down, or something like that. It's a lot of glass, I believe there's some solar panels up there and all. It's just like built to regulate itself.
The changes that are occurring at Carnegie Mellon are very much student-led or initiated. The students are very proactive in their efforts to make these changes. The president of the school is very supportive of these endeavors.
It could be student-led groups, but also it could just be students in general signing petitions, saying, hey, this is a good idea, approaching the deans of colleges, approaching their advisors, saying we need to be more aware of this and that. They don't have to be officially recognized. It's just students recognize when there's waste and they don't like seeing waste. They'll speak out. They're very vocal.
As environmentally aware college students, we are very excited to see these changes are happening. Students at both universities are taking a proactive approach to the environment, which is necessary if we are ever going to see a change. This series was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
and was created and made possible by the Heinz Endowments Youth Philanthropy Interns Program.
More information on the Heinz Endowments is available at heinz.org.